want to add that the Truth and Reconciliation Commission is a very important step to, on the way, but it's not at all the first step that's done by the authorities. So this is a follow-up on a very long course. And I'd like also to add that in the beginning of the 2000s, we had a white paper that established the start of a compensation scheme towards the Sami people that had been it was established a special remuneration arrangement under a parliament's remuneration scheme, which was already established, but this was a special scheme with lower requirements for evidence for the benefit of educationally disadvantaged Samis and Kvin. And it relates to the period during the Second World War and just after the Second World War. So what happened is a long time ago, and there have been reparations. And so this commission on the the Truth and Reconciliation Commission is a follow-up on what's been done earlier. I don't have the figures in my head right now, but I know it's around 1,000 Samis that got individual compensation through this compensation scheme. And of course, most of these are now, of course, most of these are now elderly or have died. So and there have also been the authorities have given apologies in several times in several government reconciliations, and so the